Under the sun and out at Rotary Beach Park, community members gathered for Ketchikan's annual Pride picnic, chatting and laughing. On the grill were burgers and hot dogs, and on people's faces were smiles. It's a much different scene than the first Pride event, says Ketchikan Pride Alliance President Sheen Davis.
The first one was at a residence. We were all together, and we're all like, oh my gosh, don't talk to anybody. Don't let anybody know I was here. And, you know, back 7-8 years ago, that was pretty much the attitude.
And to Pride Alliance board member Ryan McHale, being outside is about more than the sunshine. It's also about being and feeling seen.
And for us as a community, as a queer community, to be visible, to be outside, and to be together is super important because we exist here, and our existence and our contributions to our community is meaningful.
The Pride picnic is also an opportunity for queer Ketchikan residents to build community. Lifelong local Austin Williams, who uses he and they pronouns, says he came to the picnic to connect with other queer people, as well as celebrate his intersecting identities.
Two-Spirit to me is decolonizing myself and my queerness, as well as being true to the indigenous community within me. Because before colonization here, we did have people that were in between genders or were trans, if the term is correct.
Williams also says it was meaningful to represent the disabled community at the picnic.
Simply because nobody knows that we're here, and then also we're not always treated equally. But knowing that I have friends here that understand me is really important.
Williams says this is the third Pride picnic they've been to, and that it's always nice to see old friends and meet new ones. Last year, the COVID-19 pandemic put the picnic on pause, but they say the sense of unity remains strong.
I feel like the community's still very much together and still very much alive, despite not seeing each other or going out much this past year. I feel very connected and I feel very welcome, and I'm trying my best to put out the same energy.
And though the annual picnic wasn't held last Pride Month because of COVID-19, it's been about a year since more than 100 people protested outside a local shop that refused to provide flowers for a same-sex wedding. Ketchikan Pride Alliance Vice President J.D. Martin says that helped unify the queer community in Ketchikan and eventually resulted in the passage of an ordinance that outlawed discrimination against LGBTQ people within city limits.
Prior to that, I'd never felt like I couldn't be myself, but I was still pretty cautious about it. I think that we're like seeing this big shift now of people who like are much more comfortable being out, and really great allies have come to the table.
But organizers say the work isn't done. Davis, the Pride Alliance president, says she is pushing for a better future, one where people never feel like they need to hold a Pride event away from the eyes of passerby.
My position here as the president is moving forward with an organization so that one day my grandchildren won't have to make excuses, live in a closet if they decide this is who they are. That's my purpose.
So though Pride Month may be ending, Ketchikan Pride Alliance and LGBTQ people in Ketchikan will still be holding space and celebrating their identities year-round. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Molly Lubers.